I don't know where all my time went. I don't know how to define it. So tell me, how do I fight it when it feels so wrong? It's on the tip of my tongue. It's every line in this song. The little things have been with me all along.
Hi everyone, welome to the usual Batten 18 and Up Age Play Discussion Podcast. Every week we make a bet, and the loser is in diapers for the next episode. So let me introduce myself. I am the big sister, Sophie.
I'm currently the baby sister.
Speak up.
I'm currently the baby sister, Chloe.
Yeah? Why? Yeah. What does that mean? What does it mean?
I'm padded.
Yeah, we're doing something different. So we have our friend here, who is our only friend.
Our only friend who is a man.
Our man friend.
Friend who's a guy.
We've Famous only one.
It's. Kimmy, hold on. We're doing introductions.
Everyone's boyfriend, Dickolas.
That's. God damn it.
That cannot be your name.
Okay. That's not your name. That's not his name. So... That's not his false name.
But I need a name.
Yeah, okay.
You do need. No. Okay.
Okay, I'm Googling generic white boy names.
And... you spell boy with an I, you'll get more accurate results.
That's a good point. I should, definitely. Okay. I'll get auto-corrected. Oh, fuck. I got top 10 whitest girl names.
No, let's start here. Top 10 whitest girl names.
All right.
So, what do we have?
Hold on.
Jessica. Okay. Do I sound like a
I'm,
Jessica?
I'm white.
I'm white.
It's I'm white. That's top 10.
Wait.
Top 10
no,
white.
No.
That's number two. I'm white.
So the number two of all the top white girl names
is I'm white.
I'm white. One word, no spaces.
Yeah, you got it. Got it in one. All right.
I don't know
if we're going to find anything better.
Mackenzie's a good one.
We're not going to find anything
better.
Emma. We got Brittany.
That's Brittany.
Becky.
Ooh. Becky's kind of good.
Come on, Becky. I want Becky.
I don't know. It doesn't roll off the tongue like Dickolas.
You can't say that. It's for littles.
I like Becky.
You can't call
That's true.
It that.
So, can you Google like little white boy names?
I think we're getting into uncomfortable territory.
Chloe.
Chloe's number 15. You could be Chloe.
That's my name.
Okay.
No.
Very, very white. But so, also, can't. I won't say the rest.
So,
this is awful.
If I'm Chloe, then who are you?
You can be Layla.
I don't like Layla.
No, you're Chloe.
We're going to get lost in the sauce.
Wait.
No, I'm Chloe.
This is a mistake.
This is Chloe.
Okay. This is a mistake.
Ex-Chloe. You can be Becky.
Becky.
All right,
so I'm Becky for this episode.
and I'll be Chloe.
This is Chloe.
Okay, excellent.
Chloe too.
Okay, no, just Chloe.
Oh, and I'm Ruru.
And that's Ruru.
I'm Ruru.
Did we
ever explain that?
No.
Do you want to explain that to people?
Okay.
I'm
Ruru.
No, you come closer to the microphone, please, so people can hear you.
I'm Ruru.
Okay, that's not really an explanation.
Yeah, you gotta explain.
Of a statement.
What?
Elaborate. Well, who is Ruru?
So, yeah.
Me.
Okay, this is going nowhere.
All right, excellent.
That's Ruru. All
Comedy right, gold. So Ruru is Kimmy's pet girl persona that she plays, and she's really dumb.
But
so,
also cute.
So,
yeah, she's really cute, but really dumb, so she doesn't know how to answer this question.
No, I am so good at
You did a great
okay,
job.
Okay, so that sentence is a summary for Ruru. And we love Ruru, and she squeaks.
Ugh.
All right.
That is literally the anti-podcast
so,
sound.
Yeah.
That is not going
have
to come out
we have
well.
To censor it. Okay, so let's move on.
Whoa.
Now that we've introduced Sophie... Ruru, Chloe, and Becky, myself.
Yes, okay. Yeah. But wait, I want to ask Chloe real quick.
Okay, yeah. I am Chloe.
Yes.
That's my
so,
name.
So, this is the first and probably only time we've had a vanilla on the show.
Vanilla. Former vanilla.
Sort of vanilla.
I don't know what that
means. It means you know.
I know what
it means. You don't tie people up.
Now, hold on. I know what vanilla means. I don't know what you mean by just saying I'm a former vanilla.
You're lost in the sauce. You've done too much. You've done picture shoots.
That's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, real quick, though. Chloe's not vanilla. Chloe's just a different flavor than we are.
So,
like caramel pecan.
Okay,
that's
caramel pecan.
That's one way to put it. Okay, so what flavor? Wait, what flavor would Littles be?
Strawberry.
Strawberry's a good one, but I think strawberry's taken by lesbians.
Cotton candy.
Cotton candy's a good one.
Hey, are babies allowed to eat ice cream?
Babies can do whatever they want. So I'm gonna say cotton candy because it comes in two different flavors as well. You got like blues and pinks, and that kind of works for the little thing. So I'm gonna
but
say
that
it.
Also enforces the gender binary, and I don't know if I want to.
Oh my god!
Support.
I'm gonna say cotton candy.
They're like pastel colors.
Yeah.
Well, you can't get like a pastel.
And I never said anything about gender. They're just too different. Like some littles like baby blue. You like baby blue?
I've had green cotton candy before.
Oh really?
Uh-huh. And yellow. There we go. And yellow cotton candy.
So
So I guess cotton candy is a good flavor.
Okay, cotton candy. So littles are cotton candy.
Yeah. And
Chloe.
Chloe's are caramel pecan.
And Becky's obviously cotton candy because. You'd have to decide
what
flavor for yourself.
What flavor do you want?
I look like cotton candy.
You can't be cotton candy.
We've already taken cotton candy. We've appropriated
orange. Maybe sherbet.
Yeah.
There we go. Sherbet.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Isn't sherbet? Doesn't sherbet have different flavors?
Orange.
No, I don't.
And
orange
sherbet.
It sure does.
That just is all. BB Cammy is
melon.
The sherbet. All different flavors.
And melon.
Oh, that's a good one.
Melon.
Yes. So yeah. So we have cotton candy, Sophie. Sherbert, BB Kimmy / Ruru, pecan something,
caramel
pecan
Chloe,
caramel pecan, and the little formerly known as Chloe, Becky, who is cotton candy, was with Sophie.
This is such a disaster.
Okay, right, exactly.
Hold
you
on.
Discussed very small things, correct?
Yeah,
just like microscopic.
No,
yeah,
bigger than that.
Like,
stuff.
Just little things.
Mitochondria,
the powerhouse of the little.
Prior to us. Chloe has not had any exposure to littles. Please tell the audience how that went for you.
Wait.
Learning about littles and the little community and...
Okay, yeah. I found out from Sophie. We were staying together in a hotel room for a conference. And she was very nervously trying to tell me about, like, this part of herself that was this big secret, and she, like, was struggling to find the words, and then she finally said, Chloe, I'm a little. And I'm like, okay.
And?
I don't know what it means. But,
I was pretty drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, there was some inebriation involved. I associate littles with everyone in this house.
Yeah.
You are my entire sample size.
Yeah. But like good, bad, weird.
Well, I love all of you.
Well, yeah.
So there we go.
So
that's cute.
There we go.
So
if littles were a sandwich,
honey,
what kind of sandwich would they be?
Baby Kimmy.
No, hold on. I wanna know this.
Give me some good sandwiches.
No, you gotta tell us.
It's actually, no, it'd be peanut butter jelly with the crust.
Yeah.
Aww.
All right, now we're gonna move on to our actual segment. So, we're gonna discuss little terminology, right?
Yeah. I think that that's a good thing to get into here because I would love a non-littles opinion on these words.
That's you.
I wanna hit up the most controversial one.
Sure.
Diapers versus dips.
Okay, so what else we got? We also got padding, which is a very
nappies.
Common one.
Nappies.
That's English.
Yeah, but some people prefer
it's,
that.
It's pretty common.
What else? Is that it?
I think so.
I'm sure I've heard y'all making some other terms.
Oh, yeah, we have to get creative.
Yeah.
Okay, so what do we... what do we think of these terms?
Dips is bad.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Dips is absolutely bad. Like.
Thank it, you. I'm sorry.
I would never associate it with diapers.
That's
ever.
The point. It's supposed to be.
But
like
even
a thing
so,
you can say
now that I know it's supposed to, like, ooh, let's talk about dips.
Oh God.
It's like, all right, great. I like guacamole. I queso's pretty all right.
That means cheese.
So,
yeah,
okay.
It sure does. But dips don't mean diapers.
I'm in your camp. I do not like the term. I'm very sorry if it upsets anybody. This is just our opinions.
You're in the buttercup
but
camp.
So I am very much with you. I don't think it's a cute term. It sounds so removed from little stuff.
But what about double dip?
Oh, God, no.
So,
if that's even a faux pas. Like, you're not supposed to double dip.
So
I do it all the time.
I don't know what that means.
It's when you wear two.
Okay.
Oh,
I guess that makes sense, but it doesn't. No.
No, it makes some extra poof.
It's not a good term.
It makes some extra poof.
It's not a good term.
Because, no, but this goes back to what Becky was saying about about how it's a bad thing to double dip. Like, in the actual terminology for double dipping, it's like a faux pas. You don't want to.
Uh-huh.
But.
That's a faux pas.
You can't do visual gags on a podcast. You can't do it.
It doesn't work.
But, so I think that the double dip thing, which is a generally positive thing, it doesn't fit.
Yeah, it doesn't fit.
So, no, I agree.
I think nappies is a fine term. I prefer diapers, but I think nappies
I'm
are
also
fine.
Not a... Wait, hold on.
It's British.
It's just, it's their
word. I don't like a lot of British terminology.
That's fair.
Nappies.
Show your bias.
Like, the only time I've heard nappies is maybe in the back of my mind on Rugrats, they said nappies.
I don't think so.
But, like, to refer to actual naps. So, there's this show called Rugrats. I don't know if you've heard of it.
We can't go into this. We can't go into this.
That's a whole thing.
I don't know. I think I could be good with nappies if the person saying it is English. Like,
okay,
if they're speaking
exactly.
with like a British accent.
Chip Cheerio! You got your nappies?
What do Australians
that was
say?
Awful. That was terrible.
I can't do British.
Australians also say nappies. So, I guess it's fine.
It's fine.
I do like padding as a term, though, because overusing the word diaper just gets old.
Yeah,
like,
it definitely does.
Like, oh, I'm going to take you and put you in a diaper. I'm going to change your diaper. I'm going to blah, blah, blah,
it's
diaper.
Too much.
It's like, okay, yeah.
I'm going to change your nappies.
Oh, God.
That's actually really bad.
See? It's terrible.
Please don't do that.
It's terrible.
Oh, God.
I think padding's all right.
All right. Well, we gotta.
Chloe says padding's all right. Nappies are not.
I disagree, but I think we're all kind of in a light consensus that no dips.
Yeah. All right. What's next? Oh, yeah, passies. Okay, so what do we have? We have passy or pacifier. We have binky.
Soother.
Soother.
Oh, yeah, soother.
I've never heard.
It's British.
It's
yeah.
British.
It is.
It's all right. I'll let this one slide.
Okay. I think those are all the terms, really.
Dummy.
Dummy!
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's a really common one.
It's a British.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thoughts? Okay. My favorite is Binky, followed right quick by Passy, and then Pacifier. And then everything else is like, it's fine, but it wouldn't make me feel little.
I definitely prefer Passy, but I think that's because I've kind of always used that. And I've never really got into Binky as a term. However, I can definitely see myself liking it. Like, maybe I'll write a story where they refer to pacifiers as binkies, and like then I'll probably get really into it.
Yeah,
I like that. Dummy, no. And then
is dummy one?
Dummy's one.
It's
like put the dummy in your mouth.
Yeah,
that's. I mean, I guess it would lead to a lot of double entendres. Like,
No.
I vote passy.
Yeah,
you would. Wait, well, you don't vote binky?
No.
Why not?
Really? Why? Do you not like the term?
I don't have strong opinions about binky like I do about, like, nappies.
Okay.
But I just think passy...
is a better term.
It fits in your mouth better.
We're gonna have Chloe do, like, voice clips for all the littles out there who need a strong daddy figure?
Oh, God.
You have a good voice.
Chloe the daddy.
Daddy's going to haunt you forever.
We are definitely
changing
your
name.
I might
hit him. I might punch him.
You're going to have to, we're going to have to make a better name next time.
Yeah, you will.
I'll be back as Dickless.
You're Dickless. You're tarnishing my good name. What's our next thing?
Tell me about Milky's.
What the hell is a Milky's?
What did you just say?
Don't do that.
What a bad thing to say.
It means something you don't know.
Hey, no, shush. No, I'm locking it down.
Okay.
It's on lockdown. This conversation's been put away, it's been sealed up, it's locked in the vault, it's gone.
I have a question.
What? Okay. What's your question?
Sophie, how do you feel now that you own no panties?
Oh, good. I mean, I do own panties, I can't wear them.
You don't own them anymore.
You're not allowed to wear
I'm not allowed
panties.
To wear them.
Did you know about this?
I did know about this.
Oh, yeah. Tell us what you know about it.
No. I listened to the podcast.
Oh,
yeah. He's an avid listener.
So as, God, we're getting into a whole different topic here. But as a little who kind of identifies as like a maybe an older age range, like I'm probably like 4 to 6-ish. Whereas I think a lot of littles I know are kind of in that 1 to 3 range. I don't want to be in diapers all the time. It's not appealing to me. They're like a once in a while kind of thing. They're kind of like a little bit blushy, you know, kind of, I like it in like a forced concept more than just like a comfort concept. So I wound up getting a lot of training pants thanks to my patrons who were very sweet and donated, not to humiliate me or anything.
Force them upon you.
Force them upon me.
How gracious of them.
Yeah, they're really sweet. But I actually really love them. I get to carry around like a little bit of littleness with me all the time, and like I've been having troubles getting older in the past like few years, so this is actually really good for me, like emotionally. And I got I think almost every pair from Rears, and they're amazing. So if you are looking to get any training pants, Rears is a great place to go.
Oh, do you want some?
Is Rears what Sears is now called?
It is.
Yes, it is.
It is. After we returned the washers and dryers there, they actually had enough like funding from donations and stuff, and they branched out and become Rears.
Actually, the washers and dryers, once they returned home, mm-hmm. decided, wow, we're not doing enough. Let's wash training pants all the time and then re-deliver them. And then that opened Rears.
I'm so happy for them. I miss Sears.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll check out Rears based on what you just
told
me.
This episode name is Sears 2. Rears, right?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. So I want to bring up like another thing. And I say this in a with deep embarrassment to be talking in front of my non-little friend about this
Your
stuff.
Your caramel pecan friend.
Yes, my caramel pecan friend.
Yeah, I'm good with this. I like it. I'm tasty.
I don't know. I actually want the general discussion here mm-hmm. from you guys, but I don't like. It's probably my own anxiety around bathroom terms, but I don't like words like pee.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I don't like the idea of, oh, you peed your diaper.
I don't like that you said that. I don't like that you said
like
that.
You. I mean.
No, no, I'm 100% with you.
Wait, how do you feel about that?
I'm in the same boat.
Thank you. Like, okay, because it's a weird thing to say.
Yeah.
I mean, it's technically true.
Technically correct is not the best kind of correct.
And
technically correct is not comfortably correct.
Yeah. Oh, comfortably correct.
That's a great term.
It's not comfortably correct.
I remember when I first started dating my last girlfriend that I was dating, and
oh, God.
She wasn't, like, she was very formal about these things. So she would say things like that, like, oh, you know, did you pee yourself and stuff like that? And I'm like, listen, we have to have a conversation.
This is
you
not proper etiquette.
You need to change all of your nouns to wet and mess, and that is it.
Did you make wet?
Oh, why? You're doing this on purpose.
We're gonna kick you out. You're never coming back.
Oh my god.
We're never
gonna
kick
you out.
You're never coming back, Dickolas.
I'm Chloe.
Not at this rate.
These are all things Chloe is saying.
I'm not a fan of words like that. They make me uncomfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But they make me uncomfortable too. I'm in agreement with you.
But if I said, "Sweetie, did you wet yourself?"
Yeah,
that's because
that's
you said
good.
Wet.
But if you said, "Sweetie, did you piss yourself?"
I want to address what you just said. Did you piss yourself? That's really good for humiliation.
Yeah, like if you're sitting there buckling down, you're like, "What the hell, Becky? Did you just piss yourself?"
Yeah. That's a good humiliation type of thing, and that's a whole different kind of play.
Yeah.
Oh, we could talk about the different kinds.
We are.
We don't have time.
Yeah, we're hitting our limit here, okay. But
not limits.
What happens if you go over the time limit?
Oh, we legally lose our rights to speak.
Yeah.
That happens to me all the time.
That sounds like an awful podcast episode.
Well,
both of you, your mouths taped up. You can't say anything.
Well,
it's just me.
We would just play
it's
Animal
just
Crossing
me
noises.
Talking to you.
We would just play Animal,
yeah,
Crossing,
Animal
noises
Crossing
the whole time.
But no, we're passy gags for 1 week until the next podcast. Mm-hmm. If we go over a time limit, it's in our contract.
Yeah,
it's
legally binding. We did not read the contract at all.
Yeah,
there were cute stickers all over it. We looked at those.
Yeah. Right. We hold on. We found this. We found this trope of most little stories and ABDL stories where someone signs a contract without reading, and that's it. They're
that's
a baby
it.
Now.
They're
can't
gone.
Do anything
into a
about
child.
It.
Can never.
That's how the law works.
It is.
Yeah.
I went to college. I know
exactly. So, yeah, we probably actually have to wrap up.
You know, it would be fun one time.
What
if we use the story generator thingy on the show? The thing that
oh shoot, that's a good thing. We don't have a bet either.
Oh no!
Don't ask me to come up with a bet.
No. I had it prepared, but not for this. Okay, so
I have one.
Okay, go.
Alright. What is the worst common term you know for messing?
Oh, I don't like that.
You just opened the door to
no, common term.
I'm gonna
I will
say
be edit. Hold on, I will be editing that out because I refuse to let that out into the outside.
Okay,
world.
I'm
no,
say,
just bleep it
I'm
out.
I'm gonna say
bleep it out so they're curious, but
Becky,
not curious enough.
Becky does not like pushies.
No, listen.
I actually like that.
I do not.
What do you mean common term? Is this a common
term?
Yeah, it's become
Becky,
a common term.
Becky doesn't like
it. It's become single-handedly a common term because of pudding.
I'm not in the majority here, I don't think, but that's where my vote's going. What's yours?
Is this what you want the bet to be? Are people going to excitedly vote?
Yeah.
Yes, they will.
They will.
Absolutely.
Pushies, yes or no?
No.
No.
So it's versus two terms.
Yeah, well, let me...
What's worse, pushies or blank?
Yeah, that's going to be the bet. Let me think. I'm actually okay with pushies. I mean, it's not up there for me, but I can deal with it.
Chloe should come up on one.
I will be voting against you.
Okay, I know mine.
What?
Okay.
What I really don't like is the term make a stinky.
Oh no.
I may
what,
not be voted against.
What about the whole trope, did you make a present?
Oh, that's a bad one.
I know I don't like that one.
Is that okay. Too much like yours? Because I'm thinking of switching to that one.
I think you should do all of them.
Okay. Interesting. So a three-way bet?
Wow, that'll be interesting.
Okay, and then...
hands raised here. I'm not participating in the bet.
That's true.
So the usual bet is going to be three ways. It is going to be which of the following is the worst phrase. The one that gets the least amount of votes will be the loser.
I know, it's probably going to be me because those two were really bad.
Right?
I shot myself in the foot by going first. I didn't even consider the implications of those.
Don't worry, Becky. I still don't like pushes.
All right, let's end it there. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Thank you, special guest star, Dickolas.
Chloe.
Yeah.
Thank you to Belle for helping with my theme song. Thank you to BB Kimmy for participating. You can find her at bby-kimmy.tumblr.com. Also, thank you to all of my patrons on patreon.com/sophieandpudding. Your support is pretty much the only thing that keeps this going. So I think you guys are the only people who listen to it at the moment.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
And we love you.
And we love you.
Goodbye, everyone.
Okay, bye.
Shit,
we are over time. No! No.
You have to edit it down anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Passy gagged.
Okay, but please, when she said that thing, just bleep it.
Like this.